Good morning. You are tuned in to Raven Radio, KCAW here in Sitka. And my name is Brooke Schaefer. I'm in the studio this morning with three lovely guests. I have with me here Emily, Shelby, and Stacy. And they're all here to chat about the Ramshackle Cabaret. Thank you, ladies, for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having us.
Let's start with you, Emily, because you're the stage manager for the Ramshackle Cabaret this year. And you've also, maybe, I don't know, you'll have to correct me, have you been with the cabaret for this is the sixth year. Have you been there with it for the whole time?
The very first year, I was actually the Planned Parenthood educator. So I got to sit back and watch the cabaret. And in following years, I've been part of the stage crew.
So. Okay. That actually brings up, I want to talk more about the cabaret and its history, but you jumped right into the fact that you were with Planned Parenthood. Why don't we just talk about that first? So the Ramshackle Cabaret is a fundraiser for the Planned Parenthood of the Greater Northwest and Hawaiian Islands. Is that correct?
Exactly.
Okay.
So what we do is we take all of the proceeds from the cabaret and we donate it back to Planned Parenthood for the health and well-being of reproductive health of all people in Southeast Alaska and eventually the Greater Northwest and Hawaii. But we really like to have that money earmarked for Southeast Alaska.
Great. Is that kind of how this started, speaking of the history of the Ramshackle Cabaret?
It did. And I wasn't part of the very initial group, but our very first producers were sitting around and talking about how frustrated they were with the political climate 6 years ago, and they decided that they wanted to do something to help empower women and people of all genders, and just make Sitka feel a little uncomfortable and a little excited and see how much potential that we have in this community.
And so the idea was this cabaret, but it was specifically to fundraise for Planned Parenthood to kind of support that idea. Is that right?
I think they decided they wanted to do a cabaret, and then they thought, and we want to help women's reproductive health, and oh yeah, let's put them together.
So. Okay, great. But that's stuck since. So for six years now, the cabaret has been fundraising for reproductive health.
Yes, we've been able to donate over $15,000 to Planned Parenthood.
That's amazing. So the history of the Ramshackle Cabaret kind of beyond what it's fundraising for. So you kind of told us how it began, these people sitting around wanting to stir things up a little bit. Is that where has it gone from then?
Well, I think we still like to stir things up, but okay. We like to stir things up in a little bit of a different way. Maybe the performers would like to tell a little bit more about that.
Great. Yeah. Shelby?
I guess when we first started, it was a lot of acts that we just threw together and we had a great time. We threw on a great show, but in the recent years, we've definitely tried to make it more of a cohesive storyline and add a plot and kind of tie all the pieces together instead of just like a variety show, talent show type feeling.
I think you mentioned earlier when we were chatting before we came on air that it's now scripted. This is just the second year where it's scripted. Is that so?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, in the last few years, we've tried to make it at least kind of make sense. And then last year, I think, was one of the first times we actually wrote out a script for our hosts and like had our hosts actually have characters in the show.
We've always had a theme that everyone tried to tie their pieces in, but now the theme is a little bit tighter.
It's like a cohesive piece, it sounds like. So what can, and maybe Stacy, you can speak to this. Stacy, you're one of the performers as well.
I am.
You'll be doing belly dancing, if I recall.
Correct.
Okay. So that gives us a little taste of what people can expect. There will be belly dancing, but it sounds like there's a script and a host. What are the sorts of things people can expect when they come to the cabaret?
So this year, it's kind of a medieval renaissance theme, so people can expect some comedy and dancing and other pieces from that time. There's going to be a medieval marketplace prior to the actual show. Doors open at 7:30, and people can come. There's going to be vendors and improv acting, as well as our town catering is going to be providing food this year for a cost, of course, and then the bar. So everybody needs to make sure to bring cash and their ID as well, because it is a 21 and up show.
Okay, great. Let's see here. So yeah, they need to bring cash, and the tickets themselves cost $25, and you can get those at Old Harbor Books. And the event is February 16th and 17th, so two shows. And let's see, starts at 7:30, lasts to about midnight, but followed by an after party. So it sounds like it lasts quite a while.
Make a night of it.
The whole shebang.
Right. I was wondering, for those people who don't know what cabaret is, and we got a little taste of what cabaret might mean for us here since Stacey explained a little bit what to expect. But for people who maybe have an idea about cabaret, could you clear up, maybe Shelby, you want to take this, what exactly cabaret is or what it is here, this particular one that you'll be putting on?
Well, the cabaret that we put on here is really all volunteer effort. And everyone who's involved are people that really want to be involved and put a lot of time and and a lot of effort into all that we do. And people donate material and people donate their time. We have musicians, we have artists, we have all kinds of work that goes into this. And we end up coming out with a crazy show. So it's a variety of things. It's dancing, it's some burlesque, it's comedy. We have singing, we have a band, we have some body paint, we have glitter and sequins. And this year we'll have armor being taken off, and it's going to be crazy. There's aerial silks and lyra performances, and there'll be juggling and all kinds of crazy, amazing artists involved. And it's not just, you know, people taking their clothes off. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of hard work and acting and
talent.
Yeah. People who just want to have fun.
Nice. Speaking of people taking their clothes off, is this mostly just women performing?
Oh, no. Oh, no, especially this year. ladies, if you're listening, this is going to be a great show for everyone. Okay. And all whole spectrum of performers will be great.
I wondered if I could ask you a little bit more, Shelby, about maybe you don't want to talk specifically about your performance. Maybe you kind of keep that under wraps until the actual event. But I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about what you do to prepare, because have you done this for many years as a performer?
I've been involved since the first year, even though the first year I was just helping out with catering. It's been a lot of fun, and it's really cool to see how it changes over the years. The people that come and go, we've got a lot of new faces this year. I think it feels like we have more people than ever involved.
As stage manager, I have been able to watch Shelby grow.
Nice.
And it's been really beautiful. Aww. To see so many people learn so much about themselves and about each other.
Wow, that's
great.
Yeah,
it's a very empowering experience.
Well, just to bring it back more to the crafty part of things, like, do you design your own costumes? Do you do sewing? Is that kind of thing involved?
For the most part, people are pretty much responsible for their own costuming, but we all get together and share and trade, and there are people who are taking care of this amazing art board, and they can connect you with whoever you need to connect to make costumes, and we all help each other out. There's so many things that people don't even notice. Like right now, people are sewing and dyeing table runners for the tables, and we're making centerpieces out of condoms. We make condom roses every year that we encourage people to take home. And there's just so many small things that people do put their hands and elbow grease into. And we have a woodworking board. They do all our construction. They even made the stairs that are in Centennial last year. And they're amazing.
Okay.
And it's all volunteer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This sounds like a great community that comes together to fundraise for Planned Parenthood of Greater Northwest and Hawaiian Islands, which I think a lot of people would be interested in supporting that. So if you are interested, listener, in supporting that event or that effort, which also I do think we wanted to mention that the Ramshackle Cabaret is kind of under the umbrella of Art Change. So in some ways supporting that.
Yes, this will be the first year that the Ramshackle Cabaret actually has an umbrella organization.
Right.
mothering us through.
You're growing. Exciting. Yeah. But listeners can buy tickets at Old Harbor Books, and it's recommended that you do buy those beforehand. It sounds like this usually sells out. You can buy at the door if you want to try that way. Tickets are $25, and the event is the 16th and 17th of this month, starting at 7:30. Be sure to bring cash and your ID when you come to the show.
And this year is supposed to be a more interactive experience, so we're encouraging our participants to dress in medieval-style costumes. It's not required, but like I said, encouraged. It just adds a little fun and makes everyone feel a part of the show.
Great. Thank you. Okay. Well, thank you, ladies, for coming in this morning, and I hope many people turn out to the Ramshackle Cabaret.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Support comes from the University of Alaska College Savings Plan, helping you and your child save for college every step of the way, from diapers to diploma. More information at uacollegesavings.com.